Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Why? radio on this Monday night, and I tell you what, things couldn't get any more bizarre. It really does, don't it, Russell?
Oh, I tell you, brother.
Oh, I tell you, it's been, you know, we knew this new virus was coming, you know, and everything and stuff. So I did some really deep researching last night. I found some interesting stuff I'm going to bring up later and everything. And it's stuff that's not being published out in the media for all of us to see. I stumbled on TikTok and everything. And I'm like, well, they're showing it here, but they're not showing it anywhere else, you know. And stuff, and actually, I don't know if you saw it because I posted a lot of it last night and everything. And there was some interesting stuff, but we already know this is a fake pandemic and everything. So Russ Virgil should be calling in. He's a little late, so he about wrecked his truck today, and he blew out a front tire. He blew a front tire and everything, and he almost flipped it. So he called me a little while ago. So. He's pissed. He was shitting his pants. He told me so. But anyhow, how was your Thanksgiving, man?
It was pretty good, man. Got to spend it with some family and had a little turkey, a lot of pie. You know, just a nice, kind, laid back family kind of Thanksgiving.
Same here. We just kicked back and had a lazy week, actually, you know, and stuff, but we took off for a little while and got a little break in between, so which is good and needed, and actually let all the news catch up, you know, that we were talking about, but you know, this new virus I've been looking into and everything, this one was planned in 1995. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
The Omicron virus, it was planned in 1995. And when I was researching all this, I also learned, too, that before that, before the Omicron and everything, Pfizer and Moderna were actually originally charged for criminal activity. That got all covered up and hidden from the public. And that's what I posted last night, and I'm surprised I didn't get 30 days in there for doing that. And everything, but there's a lot of stuff that's coming out, and I was seeing where Congress is actually fighting for us, and everything. And India has already charged Bill Gates, Fauci, the WHO, and the CDC with crimes against humanity. That I didn't know about.
Yeah, but India, something there don't jive because India. Just in the last day or so, to where if you don't have your vaccine papers, you can't buy groceries, you can't buy fuel, you can't buy anything. So India's not doing anything to help with this. They're off their minds like everybody else.
Yeah, right. And, you know, what's bizarre is with this, too, we're saying, oh, we don't have to have mandates or mask mandates for right now. But yet the New York governor up there has already closed her state before it even hit, you know. And it makes you scratch your head and go, what the fuck's going on, you know. But we already know what that is and everything. But I found out, brother, you remember my friend Christina, and I told you that her husband, her ex-husband now, but I told you he came down with blood clots in his lungs and everything when he got to Pfizer. Well, she just told me last night that it also messed up both of his legs for life. They got fucked up all the way around.
Yeah. Well, you know, but people have been, everyone is still being distracted by this fucking COVID thing. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why everybody is like, oh. Fucking just stop it, all right?
Right.
Just stop with the COVID this, the COVID that, whatever, like that. One, okay, so day one, we told you it was a biological weapon. We told you where it came from. Told you that Fauci, the U.S. government, Pfizer, Moderna, they're all in bed together. Did you know that the United States government owns part of that vaccine patent?
Oh yeah, I saw that last night. I was looking into that last night.
I even turned on a little bit of the news today, Fox and stuff, just to see what they were doing or whatever. Not one word of what's going on in Australia.
Mm-mm.
Not a single fucking word. Not a word on what Turkey just did. I think it was Turkey. Oh, Turkey or India.
Belgium's rioting right now. They're rioting
They have put troops on the streets in Australia. The unvaccinated are being interned, which means put into camps. This is going on right before your eyes. The state of Illinois gov.com had 117 COVID deaths last week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They think statewide, that's not a lot of deaths, right? Okay, here's a kicker. Out of those 117 deaths, 91 of them, or 77.7% of them, were fully vaccinated.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's just like I was watching some clips last night, which I also posted after, that a lot of younger people, the 17-year-olds and up, got these booster shots and stuff. They were showing him in the hospital having convulsions, going into comas, dying. I mean, this is with actual videos, Russell. It would turn your stomach when you see it. And everything. And those were the ones that were vaccinated here in the United States. Here's the kicker. As I got into reading deeper into this stuff, okay, this is designed to kill, okay? With each booster you're getting out there, everybody, this is designed to kill you. When you get that fourth or fifth booster shot, guess what? Make sure you get your will wrote up. Make sure you got everything put together because you're going to go bye-bye. Hard truth,
well,
you know. Hard truth.
Well, I don't know what the extent is and stuff. I'm in the middle of doing some research here, too, and some of the stuff they used in this vaccine, some of the stuff they put in there is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I posted a little video today from a doctor who, right after he made that video, turned up dead, pointing out that some of the stuff they used in there actually almost works like a razor blade within the as far as blood cells and that kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
goes.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wouldn't
really quite prepared to talk about it tonight and stuff. This is very real stuff. And here's the kicker: the healthier you are, the faster your blood flows, people work out, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The quicker the damage is done to you. Now, this isn't like you get a shot and die thing. This is a thing that takes a while to work through your weaken your immune system and that kind of stuff. You know, they can't have people getting a shot and falling over dead. Yeah, that would not work for them at all.
And you know, that's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not think for a minute that these people do not intend to use force here in the U.S. to vaccinate you. These people have lost their mind. It's a worldwide thing going on. You're not good unless you're checking the foreign news papers and networks and stuff like that. You're not hearing nothing about what's going on around the world.
Exactly.
Absolutely
exactly.
Nothing.
Well,
Russia,
I was shocked.
Russia and the Ukraine fix to get into it. China's still pulling their shit in Taiwan airspace. Thanks to Brandon, a.k.a. Joe Biden, Iran is probably within 30 to 60, maybe 90 days top of having a nuclear weapon. And don't think for a minute those idiots won't use it.
Oh, I saw something about that, and they are planning to use it. I mean, look, right now, Israel and Iran is fixing to get into it, too. I was watching this over the weekend. And
well, that's what I was talking about with Iran.
Yeah. And, you know, and here's the thing. I was shocked, Russell, the things that I saw. Now, I joined TikTok because, you know, my daughter-in-law, she tried to encourage me to get on there. But when I did, I saw all this information. I'm like, why is this stuff showing up everywhere else? That's scary. If what I saw, it shocked the fuck out of me, brother. It really did. I'm like, this stuff ain't even.
Make sure you do your back research on that stuff, because I see some stuff on TikTok that comes across there, somebody sends it or whatever like that, but I do not have that app on my phone. I am not part of TikTok. I have no intention of being TikTok. And like I said, you've got to watch what you pick up off of there. Because the ownership of TikTok is sketchy as fuck. And your data is probably, you think you're being data mined by fucking Facebook? Shit, you ain't seen nothing yet with TikTok.
Right. I'm like, well, it's like I told Carmen later today about that. We were talking about it. It's like, you know, I don't have nothing to hide. And, you know, I've been they've been expecting knocks on my door anyhow, so they want to come get me. They know where I live at, you know. I'm ready for them, you know. But here's the thing is that this is moving, like you said last week, brother, this is moving very, very fast, and a fast pace, too. And it's and the reason for that, and the reason for it is because the Democrats are dying. The lights are dying. They're barely hanging in there, and they know it. So they're going, like we said on last week's show, they're going to throw everything all at once at us. What are they doing right now?
Yeah, and isn't it amazing? And, you know, I want to get to something here in a minute. People are asking me some questions and stuff that I was speaking to. But while we're touching on the subject of this the variant of the week or variant du jour, whatever you want to call it, stuff like, isn't it amazing how this one is the most deadly ever since, just pops up at the same time midterm elections are rolling around. Isn't that just a hell of a coincidence, man? Less than a year to go, man, we've got a horrible variant coming out of Africa. I was having a discussion with a couple young people. When I say young people, they were probably somewhere 20 to 25 year old age group. We're sitting there talking this and that, and they go, well, what are we doing in Somalia, and why are we in Ethiopia, and, you know, why are we in Libertad, you know, these places, stuff like that, just like, they go, why are we there? So same reason we've always been in those countries, that we chase down bad guys and kill them before
right.
they get, you know, turning, try to get them before they turn into madmen. Dictators, but you know,
some of them escaped.
You really fucking drive me crazy with this election shit. And I tell you what, next time we're gonna have politicians out and stuff, I'm just not even going beyond here. Because y'all insist on feeding the American people bullshit about, oh, an honest election. Oh, look what happened.
Well, I know, brother, and I know this election ain't going to be honest. I mean, yeah, I agree with you 100% on that and everything. And we're kind of seeing it already. I mean, look, this Omicron virus came coming just in time for the Maxwell thing. Jack Dorsey steps down from Twitter all of a sudden. Never seen all this other stuff taking place. You know,
I wonder what's up with that. I wonder what's up with Dorsey, man. I thought he was a cat in the owl. I thought Twitter loves him, and all of a sudden he's gone. No word,
right.
No nothing. Just poof. No
longer. Right. I think he's probably going to go into hiding after Maxwell speaks. because we know his name was on the list, you know.
And ladies and gentlemen, the media's not doing that because of the victims or the children or they have some kind of concern for what's going on. They're doing that to protect the identities of people that were involved.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I mean, ladies,
exactly.
If this actually comes out, you are absolutely, well, I mean, some of us won't be because we've been following this stuff for years, but some of y'all are just absolutely going to fall out of your chairs if any of this honestly comes to surface. And
yeah.
whether it will or not is yet to be seen. Because what you've got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the media is completely in bed with this takeover, this new world order. They've been found with seats at the table for their part. Now, what they don't understand, and what really tickles the fuck out of me, because, China, here we go. Oh, well. You know, we're not going to send any diplomats to the games in China there. You know, the Olympic Games in China and da-da-da like that.
Right.
And then turned right around and did pull 17 million. You catch this, ladies and gentlemen? With the prices we're paying for gas right now, Joe Biden and company pulled 17 million barrels of crude oil out of the strategic reserve and sells them to China.
Yep, that's all that. I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Not just China, but to a couple of other little countries too.
You know, you don't hear anything about it unless you've really got your ear to the ground. And, you know, for those of y'all still sitting there going, well, that won't happen in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it is on the front porch right now. It's on the front porch right now, ladies and gentlemen. And what you do or don't do is going to affect the lives of those you love for, you know, eternity, whatever that may be, for the time that this planet's going to keep turning to the right. You know, this is it. This is the last bastion of freedom. Look at Australia. They're being rounded up like cattle. Europe, Bulgaria, what's going on in Afghanistan right now? You know, these people are absolutely... And ladies and gentlemen, quit calling these people stupid.
They're psychos.
Because they are not by any means. What they are is dangerously insane.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, they didn't get away with it. Nobody's had the courage to stand up to them. But they literally rigged and stole an American election. And there were absolutely no, track with me, ladies and gentlemen, there were absolutely no repercussions for that crime. Nothing. None. Zero.
Not
going to
be.
They got away with it. And you know what?
There's not going to be.
And do it again. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, why do you think they created this brand new virus, Russell? We got a primary. One of the primaries coming up in February.
Yep.
You know,
and we got still do anything they have to do. Time is incredible for it. You know, we rolled out of November to December here. The primaries are coming up in the spring. Midterms in November. We better fucking get everybody locked down.
I bet you a steak breakfast down around spring, the Omega virus will come out. I bet you steak breakfast on that. That's the next one. I got the list of the names that's coming out. If you remember, I showed you guys that.
No, I ain't gonna take that bet. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is happening here. And I see the same old shit every day, man. You've been all quiet. We haven't seen much of you. What's going on? I am fucking getting my shit together.
Same here.
Like I didn't have a start. I've got plenty. And I'm adding to it, and I'm scouting out places, and I'm telling you,
you're more welcome to come out here where I am, brother. I'm out here in the desert, but you know what? Nobody bothered to come this far up. Marjorie will tell you that.
It's just absolutely overwhelming to come more with it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the last 24 months. In the last 24 months, the last 2 years, our government has spent over $5 trillion. Just slush fund after slush fund for this virus. Whatever. And don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, I am not denying that the virus is out there. The virus is out there. It was put out there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I had the virus.
I don't think it was as effective as they hoped it would be, but it serves a purpose to get everyone to take their poison. And this is not something like, oh, I got the shot, the doctor. This is not how this stuff works. These people have been making these weapons like this forever. Moderna, Pfizer, U.S. government, Fauci, China, they all knew going on at the Wuhan lab. Fauci sent them, I forget what it was, $7-9 million or something like that for the research. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they're still sitting there trying to deny this shit.
Well, look at this. Look at these patents.
From a wet market. I mean, the gig's up, the truth is out there. But what's amazing, Joseph, what is so amazing, Joseph, is America's not fucking get a rope pissed. Tell me why.
Right? I know. I have no answer because I've been there saying the same thing. But here's the thing, brother. Everybody needs to go to the CDC, and I've told this to my best friend last night. Go to the CDC website, okay? It's all in there. Look at the patent. Look at all the patents, and look when the patents were made back in the early 80s that are coming out with this vaccine. Pfizer, the Pfizer shot was created, wasn't even created yet, but guess what? The patent came out back in early 1987.
Okay. And some of the other stuff that's going on that is amazingly crazy. And these are people that we know they want the New World Order. They want to control the world population. They want to say who gets what, who doesn't get what, or what. Okay, Joseph, here's a question for you and Virgil, if he's there. Who owns the most farmland in America?
Bill Gates.
Yes, sir. Now, you tell me why a guy who's been an advocate for world depopulation since the 80s, forever, why is he buying up farmland?
Well, I could tell you, because I'm glad you brought that up, because I researched that last night after looking at the so-called prefab meat that they're trying to force us to get on and everything. And that's actually, if you watch the video that I posted on that, it's nasty. It looks like dog shit when it's, or somebody taking a poop, you know, and everything. But he bought all this farmland to dry out the farmers and everything, to drive them out of business. That's the reason why he bought all that. So they can start producing.
So-called supply chain shortage, which you know is all bullshit. They created the shortages on purpose because, you know, and there's ways to solve it. But guess who, you know, you've got the unions in there. And what's funny is Hurricane Ann brought it up and stuff like that. I like the way she thinks on a lot of this stuff like that. Cause she did She did a great expose on China and stuff, and I think maybe that's what got her hung by all the, you know, YouTube and all that. And she was doing some very good work, and she was stepping on some very, very big toes. But you know, but like you said, I mean, look at Feinstein. She had a Chinese spy working for her for 20 years, and she didn't know that.
Well,
you know,
look at Mitch McConnell. He's married to a spy. He's married to a Chinese spy.
Yep.
What you saying, Joseph? You're full of shit. No. Check out his wife. Look what she's involved with.
I mean, it's just absolutely, now they've got jury problems on this Maxwell trial and stuff. Juror problems. And, you know, what is this going to come out? You know you're not going to get the truth from the American media. Because I watched, like I said, I forced myself. I actually did. I said, man, I said, I'm not being fair. I need to hear what they're saying here in America. So I turned
on Fox
News. I mean, Fox News. And all they were talking about was the Omicron variant. Oh, people needed to get vaccinated. Da, da, da. And I mean, Fox News went from a stellar journalism organization who gave both sides of the story, truth, no punches pulled, and they have absolutely turned to just as big a pile of dung as CNN Now, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked that when they did the story on the black domestic terrorist that drove into the Christmas parade, they actually used Christmas parade. Not holiday parade, not parade, but they actually said Christmas parade. And I'm pretty sure that guy probably got fired. But, you know, I mean, you know, people, oh, and so we got this fake supply chain shortage. So what are they going to do?
Right.
They sweep every dollar they can. They're going to raise taxes on them. So they create this shortage and stuff. And now, you know, you, and I'm sorry, I'm going to piss some people off here. And y'all just go ahead and be pissed off because I promise you it won't affect my sleep tonight whatsoever in any way fucking shape. So you got a supply chain. So this ain't the, oh, but everybody's got to have the big Christmas and the kiddies got to get everything they want. We're all perfect parents. And it's all for show and it's all about things. So you're going to go pay 50-100% more for the same trip. Now, if all you son of guns out there, jacking the jacks, running your mouth, man, listen, that old government, this, that, and man, I know a bunch of them. There's one group I just follow now because they make me laugh. These idiots, oh my God, dude. You would not believe, but they got it going on, and they know this, that they're some kind of big badass organization and shit. You know what? If you want to hurt the people who have hurt us with this, you know what you do this year, ladies and gentlemen? You keep your money in your fucking pocket. You don't buy no big item. If you do buy anything, you go to the small mall and pawl shop, and yeah, you pay that extra $5-$10 for that small business. Because of greed. You hear me? Greed. Let me spell that for you. Capital G, capital R, capital E, capital E, D. Greed, ladies and gentlemen, is what you got. Oh, well, I don't have to get off my staff, sedentary ass. Go to the store. I just sit there and ordered from Amazon, and I got it cheaper, and da da da. And you're feeding the very animals that are fixing to fucking eat you.
Yeah.
Am I wrong, Joseph? Yeah. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% correct. Because I'm like. You know, I'm careful where I order stuff. Actually, I order a lot of my stuff from Walmart, but here lately and everything. But I was kind of ordering stuff from Wish, and then I noticed a couple of things on there that wasn't right, you know. So I quit ordering from Wish and stuff because the prices are pretty reasonable. The stuff that I got when it arrived was crappy. You know, it was a piece of crap. So, but here's the thing. This whole thing, Russell, I'm glad you brought it up. This whole thing was designed, okay? This pandemic was designed to cripple the economy, to cripple the first responders, to cripple the hospitals, to cripple the military. If you don't get the shot, if you don't get the shot, you're not going to work.
Yeah, and we've already seen that happening. And like I said, like I told y'all back right after the election, come January 20th, when these motherfuckers take power, this shit's going to happen so quick, you're not going to even know what hits you. I said by the end of summer, fall, you wouldn't recognize this country. Okay, let's just go over a couple things. A year ago, all right, we're gonna use my Jeep. It's fucking drinks gas, right? You know, I get like 19 miles to gallon on that thing. But you know what? A year ago, I could fill my Jeep up for $30.
Mm-hmm.
A year later. And what are we, since January 20th, 10 months later, under this inheritance, that evil that's run the country.
I could relate. I was paying $20 gas. Oh, Russell disappeared, but he'll call back. But I was paying $20 for gas for my little four-cylinder that I got and everything about a year ago. Oh, actually, a little cheaper than that. And now it's $50 just to fill it. That's just for a little four-cylinder, you know. So it's like, damn. But anyhow, it's getting crazy with all these prices and stuff. But this is what this pandemic, if you all research and dig deeper into the research, and you'll see how this was designed to collapse the world economy, to make, you know, and everything. So that, and the reason for that is, and as you're seeing too, they're wanting to bring in digital money, currency. That's what it's about, you know. But, oh, shit, $5 a gallon. Yeah, I believe that, $5 a gallon. I heard it's a little bit higher than that, but gas went down here in New Mexico. It was at almost $3.85 a gallon, but now it's like $3.10 a gallon now, so it dropped down a lot and everything. But that's what this pandemic was designed to do, is to collapse the entire world economy and bring in the digital currency. Am I right, Russell?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, see, and you know, that's spot on, Joseph, because that's what all this about. Why? Oh, so the Democrats are worried about their millionaire, billionaire, New World Order friend cheating on their taxes. So they want the bank to report you and I, because, you know, we're tax cheats. Any transaction over $600 must be reported to the IRS. You know, they don't deal in that. And damn it, Joseph, I forgot what they call it. I called it on here the other night. But now, it's always been the law. These banks have to keep X amount percentage of cash on hand in their bank, depending on, you know, what their assets are, right?
Right.
How much money they have. Okay, well, that's gone out the window now. They don't have to. You know, you can walk into the bank and go, hey, man, I want to get 1,000, 1,500, you know, 2,000 cash of money. And you may have to wait 2-3 days to get it.
Oh, yeah.
They are doing everything humanly possible to do away with cash. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because they can't track what you are doing if you use cash. Why have these cards and everything popular, prominent, and everything like that? I guarantee you, man, if something went awry, say you decided to walk into the police department and take a crap on the desk sergeant's desk there in the middle of the day, were they right? They'd arrest you and that kind of stuff, and then the prosecutor did it and stuff, and they can tell you every dime that you spent, where you spent it, and what you spent it on. It's all control, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I don't care if they spy on me. I don't do anything wrong. That's not the fucking point.
Exactly.
They don't have a right to spy on you. You have a right to privacy. Now, I've had this argument a thousand times. No, the right per se to privacy is not word for word in the Constitution like that. All right, it really isn't. But the way the Constitution was written, it presumes that you have a right to privacy. That's the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, you know. Joseph, I almost get brain twisted sometimes trying to explain this to people that just don't want to see. They, you know,
oh,
Joseph. You know, Joe, you know they know. You know they know
in
their heart. in the core of their being, in their gut, whatever you want to call it, you know these people that are denying this know in their gut that something is very, very wrong here.
Oh, I agree, because I was talking to my best friend last night. We were talking about this same thing, same subject, her and I. And she opened up quite a bit. She, you know, she actually got the first shot, the Pfizer shot, but now she regrets it. But, you know, her eyes, she was in denial, but her eyes has opened up a lot. And she told me last night, you need to quit saying stuff, man, because every time you say something, it comes true, you know. But it's true, because it's you, me, and Virgil, we do our research. And, it may take a while for the truth to come out, but, hey, look where we're at right now, you know, and everything. And she was teasing me about it, but, you know, it's not like we have a magic genie hat and pull this stuff out of the air. This is a lot of hard research that we've done. With me and Russell, we talked about this stuff 6 years ago. Look.
Oh, yeah, some of it we have, you know, and some of the stuff we were saying a year and a half, 2 years ago about this pandemic is now coming out for the world to see, you know. And we've been spot on for the most part. You know, I can't believe, and, you know, it's got to be, all right, I'm kind of going out of a limb here a little bit, but the United States and the majority of the people in the world have been brainwashed by that device they carry around in their hand, device sitting in their living room that they turn on after they have their dinner or whatever evening, by Hollywood, you know, even the
media.
I mean, I really think the majority of the country is going to just roll over, Joseph. And I have no doubt that we're probably all going to end up swinging from a rope for treason. You know, even though we're standing on the right side of everything, you know, and I'm so sick of hearing follow the science and stuff like that. You know, we'll follow the science.
What science?
You know, exactly. And here's the thing. And I don't understand why more people, I mean, the world population, especially the U.S. population, doesn't see that, you have 9,312 genders, right? Well, Joseph, every statistic that you've read, let's just use COVID because it's out there in front of everybody still. The people who died, the people who have been seriously injured from the vaccination, deaths from the vaccination, deaths from the COVID, all this sort of thing. Tell me, how many different genders show up on that report?
That's a good question. Very good question, because nothing's like that mentioned that I know of.
Two. Male or female? They don't list anything else.
Right. Right. Because they don't care. This bioweapon, they don't care who is going to attack. They don't care if you're a little kid or not, or a baby. It's going to attack you. They don't get us wrong. These bioweapons are actually very real, because I had COVID. Russell's had COVID. Virgil's had COVID. Okay? I actually had the worst case of it.
I wish I could remember who was reporting on it. I think it might have been Fox. I'm not 100% sure, but they were saying that they're finding, and like we said, they're finding proof and evidence that COVID-19 may have been here as early as October, November, 2019.
Last year?
And I told y'all, December of 2019, I ain't never been that sick before in my life, man.
Neither have I, man. I was at the point, brother, where I was wishing death would come knock on my door and get me. That's how bad I was, you know?
Yeah.
I've never experienced anything like that, you know? But it's, you know, we know it's real, but you don't need the booster shots, guys. It's a scam to get you poisoned. And I can go into details with what I learned from last night, Vert Russell. These booster shots. Go ahead.
Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. I do believe I had it December 2019. I was, and it's very real. I don't think I'd ever been that friggin' sick before in my life. It was pretty damn ugly. Let me tell you, nobody's in a panic. I went to the emergency room. My wife, though we're separated, my wife, you've been a nurse 30 years. She told me what antibiotics that worked on that stuff for me. The hospital was willing to give it to me. They gave me a big shot of steroids to go with the antibiotics.
Yeah, yep.
Home with antibiotics. And you know what? About 2 days later, I realized that I was going to go ahead and live to it. And now, there's things you can do. And once you have it, it's not like you're not going to get it again. Okay? I think it's almost like a lot like the flu in ways like that. I'm sure you can get it again, especially if you're vaccinated.
Well, Virgil did.
If you're fully vaccinated, you've got a 77.7% chance to die from it. To get back to my point, all I've done since then, and I've worked from one end of the Houston Metroplex to the other, up, down, barrio, ghetto, the rich, medium income, every shithole this Metroplex has to offer. I've been there in life, doing what I do. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I do? Every morning, I take me a regular multivitamin. I take me 2,000 milligram vitamin C. I take me 2 B complex. I take me zinc, D3, and turmeric. And you know what?
Zinc helps too. Oh, I do the same thing. I take the same vitamins pretty much, but I also take the immune builder vitamins that I got, and I take all that every morning. And actually, I've been feeling pretty healthy since I took all that. But I take all kinds, you know, just to build my immune system up. Right now, I think I'm coming down with a little touch of the flu because this is flu season, so and everything. That's why you're hearing me sniffle and blow my nose a little bit. But and no, it's not COVID. But that's the other thing. People forgot that, you know, this is flu season. Every time this year, I do get to put it. It doesn't fail. and everything. So. But,
I didn't have it in the spring or stuff this year. I think vitamins did they got. Now, one of the guys was pretty sick, and I think he may have threw a little bit of that shit on me, but, like I said, I'm just taking my vitamins and stuff, and I feel a little rough, but I'm fine, man. I'm not sick or anything like that.
Right.
But, you know, the thing, just really don't know where we can go with this to...
I
really don't think, you know what, Joseph, and the more I think about it, the more I believe, I don't think people fully are aware of the seriousness of the situation we are in and what is happening around the world. I think the big picture eludes most of them because they're too wrapped up on TikTok or granny.com or whatever, shopping.
I think they know it's there, but I think it's like what Virgil said, it has said all along too, they're too scared to do anything about it. People are just too scared here in the United States, you know? They want people like me and you to get up there and do the dirty work.
I think a lot of it is greed, Joseph. I think, if I'm real quiet and comply and do everything they tell me, they're going to leave me alone. They're going to let us do it. But see, that's not how any of this works.
Because you know why? You know why, brother? Because guess what? Every 4 months, you guys are going to need a 76th booster shot or an 80th booster shot.
I'm not talking about fucking pandemic right now. I'm talking about, they'll leave us alone. Ladies and gentlemen, their goal is the same thing you see going on in China right now and that's why China's so involved in that, because that's who these elites like, because China is a strong arm dictatorship. You know what? You do the job they say you're going to do. It don't matter what you want to do. You do the job you're given. It's all for the greater good of all. They own everything. They control everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And I'm going to tell you what. There's some shit going on with Russia right now and the Ukraine. And I think Russia's fixing to roll back in there and probably take Ukraine. I think it's probably going to happen very shortly. But let me tell you something.
Have you seen the new?
Russia is a foe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But when it comes to somebody not wanting to turn his country over, have his people pushed into a new world order, I'm going to tell you right now, Putin's not going to take it. And Putin may end up being one of the best allies we could ever have.
Well, Putin's been warning us for years. He's even told us not to give up our guns, you know.
I don't remember what book it was. I think it was somewhere in the Book of Revelations about the eagle and the bear standing together.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Was it the Book of Revelation?
Book of Revelation, chapter 15. I know the bear, the eagle will stand, and then they'll fight the dragon, which is China. And everything. But here's the thing. Putin said, too, this several years ago, that if it came down to it, he could capture the United States, get rid of everybody in D.C., start it over again, maybe 10, 20 years, hand the United States back over to the people. He actually said that. I remember that speech. That's when he warned us to keep our guns, not to give them up.
Yeah, that's the only way to fix D.C.
yeah.
There's no way. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's all a big Ponzi scheme. There's no way we can pay back. Where are we at now? $22-23 trillion?
Higher than that. The fact, well, D.C.'s going, the federal government's going broke, you know, on the 4th, you know. So, but we need to keep them broke. We don't need these damn, you know, debt ceilings to be raised or raised right now and stuff. We need to hold it at bay, but I don't know. I mean, oh, my God, man. I mean,
I'm digging on something, man, and, I'll have something for the next show. It's really interesting. I'm not even going to give y'all.
All right.
Gonna blow your socks off. But,
all right. Well, let me know, and I can, I'll title the show for you and write everything, you know, and stuff. But I don't know, man. This is getting more bizarre every day, you know.
All right, brother, but I need to blast out, man.
All right, well, it's that time anyhow. And, hey, I got Jeanette Finnegan, who's going to be on here on the 9th, which is next Thursday and everything. And she's going to be on here and stuff. And we're going to talk with her. And we'll be back here tomorrow night. Hopefully, Virgil will be in a better mood. So I could tell when I talked to him earlier, he was way pissed off.
I tell you what, that is one lady that I love, and I look forward to being able to talk with her and find out what's going on in her world.
Yeah, me too. And I was going to tell you, I was trying to upload some of our old shows that we did with LaVoy and everything, and somehow the FBI has tagged all those shows, so now I can't upload them. And they tag it to where I have to have permission. I'm like, what the fuck? I own the show. Why do I need my own permission? But the DOJ tagged those. So now I can't upload it or you can't listen to it. Just to let you know. So, because I tried. All right.
But I guess, are we going to do a show tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll do a show tomorrow night and everything, and we'll see what happens in the next 24 hours if we survive it. You know?
All right, brother.
We're going to wish you all a good night. You be careful, brother. We wish you all a good night, and we'll be up here tomorrow night, same time, same channel, and this show will be uploaded within the hour on Spotify and some of the other podcastings that we got out there. So, anyhow, we're going to close the show. Thank you all for listening.
Good night, America.
Wolverines Freedom Radio. Broadcasting all around the world.
Bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion.